That said, I got one more thing. There's one more thing I want to ask you, only because I actually was talking a little bit about this earlier this morning because, you know, in our worlds, I have the fortune of being around people that are pretty high up in operations. And the one consistent I'm getting from all the people I know that are running companies, Peter, is their human resource department all of a sudden has their door being run off by people with complaints, complaining about certain things. This has become a real problem in America, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting how you say that, because it's whether it's a problem or it's just a revelation is the real issue. Because
okay, that's
I will
fair.
Tell you that,
yep.
Yeah, because what I will tell you is the number of sexual harassment claims that were being filed with EEOC, which is the federal agency that handles these, those were steadily decreasing from about 1999 to about 2016, 2017. And when the Me Too movement, you know, really kind of took off at that time, 2016, 2017, Alyssa Milano, you know, had that tweet started that. The number of claims have gone way back up. Now, is that because, you know, is that because society got worse? No, my suspicion is it's just because a lot of victims of harassment finally felt the courage to come forward, whereas before they weren't. So you're certainly right. HR people are doing more and more of these claims. You know what? But again, there's certainly a strong school of thought there that it's just because people are now feel more empowered to come forward, and they weren't willing to do that before, which is why I don't think the harassment has gotten worse. My suspicion is that the people willing to speak up is what's really happened.
Peter, it's always our pleasure. We appreciate you speaking up very, very much. If you don't mind, we'll call again.
Absolutely. Anytime, Paul. I appreciate it.
Nice talking with you. Peter Frattarelli is with the Archer Law Firm, and what he does is he's an attorney that represents companies involved in labor and employment issues. And I love having the out-of-town guys on. And more and more companies love having the out-of-town guys represent them because they're not involved locally. You don't worry about knowing the family members or friends or anything of that nature, which is really good. They're great. They really are terrific. They've been great to me.